Middle East and Africa.
Iran's presidency. No thanks. The job is a study in humiliation, yet people stand for it in droves.
Pity the Islamic Republic's elected presidents. For over three decades, their fates have ended in censure, ignominy, or early death. The last, Ibrahim Raisi, died in May in a mysterious helicopter crash. Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, a president in the 1990s, suddenly died in his swimming pool. Mir Hossein Mousavi, a contender many Iranians believe lost the election in 2009 to rigging, has spent 13 years under house arrest. Mohammed Khatami is banned from the airwaves. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is banned from travel. Several remain butts of public ridicule. The affairs of the country must be administered on the basis of public opinion expressed by the means of elections, says the Constitution, and it names the president as Iran's second highest official. But his prerogatives are hobbled by myriad unelected forces wielding real power. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the regime's crack force, the state broadcaster and a triad of assemblies and councils vet all posts, including the president's. At the pinnacle, the supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei answers only to God. Collectively, they reduce the president to an apologist onlooker when their bully boys round up protesters or fire missiles around the region. They trip them up should they question policy, blame them if the regime fails, and sneer when their terms end. Why go through the farce? A sociologist might put it down to a sheer yen for self-flagellation. A hunger to succeed the supreme leader, aged 85, might be a lure. But of past presidents, only Mr. Khamenei won the spot in 1989. He seems keen to stop a repeat. He has warned candidates in this election against straying from the regime's mores or cozying up to America, choosing the very day for his speech when Shias believe the Prophet Muhammad named Ali, his son-in-law, to succeed him. Yet a cohort of believers, or shura, elected other successors ahead of Ali, an icon for Shias. Islam's Sunni majority still accepts that verdict. As long as he reigns, Mr. Khamenei seems determined to deny Iran's people a real presidential choice.